Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for continuing to be with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. Thank you for the business. That's me saying thank you to you, my customers. I hope you're doing that to your customers. Are your employees doing that? Are they saying thank you for the business? When in a challenging economy, it's always the right thing to do. It's always essential that you thank your customers for their business. Find out all the different ways you can say that. Thank you for the business. We appreciate your business. Much obliged, as my dad used to say. Or how about this? Thank you for the food. Huh? That's a good one. And I know you think you might be doing. You're probably very grateful for the business your customers give you. But are your employees saying that? When you're hearing your employees talking to your customers, are they saying that? Somebody that knows all about that. She knows all about how to say thank you because she's our good friend, Reva Lazansky. Reva spent many years as an editorial director for Entrepreneur Magazine. She is now chief executive officer of SMB Connects. She's the author of Start Your Own Business, and she knows how to say thank you. She's our good friend, Reva Lazansky. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim.
There you go.
You know, it's funny. I just, in my new career here, I do a lot of writing jobs. And my column 2 weeks ago for allbusiness.com, that's exactly what I wrote about saying thank you to your employees. That all too often when we talk about customer service, you know, we remember sometimes to say thank you to the customers and thank you to the, you know, your vendors or suppliers, but we never thank the people who, without them, we wouldn't be able to sustain it, which are our employees. And so I like to remind everybody to thank your employees. It really goes a long way.
Well, you know, and there are ways to do that, Reva. You can, you know, I would say thank you for believing in our vision. Thank you. You don't have to make a big production. You don't have to get all starry-eyed and everything. Just say, you know, thanks for being part of what we're trying to do here.
Right.
Or whatever, you know.
Or you know what, sometimes it's just, you know, thanks for that. That was a really good effort, or that was a really great idea, or I really appreciate. Even sometimes if things don't work, you thank them for the vision of trying to make it happen. Because the one thing that you don't want your employees to do is feel like, I'm not allowed to, like, push that envelope, because if I mess up, I'm going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes it's okay to say, you know what, it may not have worked this time, but, you know, thanks for the effort. Thanks for trying.
Well, or if you notice that they're not rushing off at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
They're not walking out the door at 4:59, 4:55 or something, that they actually stayed 15 or 20 minutes later to finish up a project. Just say, hey, thanks for staying with it.
Exactly. If you just if you give people a little bit of appreciation, it's going to go a long way. It's going to come back to pay off for you.
You know, Reva, I have had bosses over my long multi-decade career. I have had bosses in my past, and I literally remember certain moments when they put a hand on my shoulder and said something like that. Well done. Whatever, you know, whatever they might have said, I literally remember certain moments when the boss said that to me.
Right, all these years later, because it's, first of all, because it's rare, and two, because it's heartfelt, and you know it, and, you know, if you do that to somebody while they're still working for you, they're going to try even harder next time.
Yep.
I mean, it's just a way of getting more effort out of your people, and, you know, I'm not saying you should fake it, you should be sincere about it, but it'll really help you. It'll go a long way.
Well, you know, Napoleon said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored cloth. And exactly. And for small business owners, that bit of colored cloth is that thank you, that well done, or telling them how much you appreciate the fact that they believe in the vision of this company, with the values of this company, the things that you're trying to accomplish, and there are other ways you can do that too, Reva. You don't have to just say thank you. You can just make sure that they're involved in the vision of the company. And one of my favorite things to say, Reva, and I've talked about this quite a bit on the show before, is this simple question that will get you miles and miles of connectivity with your employees, and that's just simply to ask them, what do you think?
Exactly. That is so true. It's so simple, but it's so true. So instead of just feeling like they're coming in, punching a clock, putting in their time, not thinking about, you know, what they can do next to help, to really help you and help your business, yep. Then they can actually feel like they're helping themselves, that they're part of it, and they're going to try a lot harder.
Stand by, a quick break. We're going to take a quick one, folks. Reva is going to stay with us. We got the godfather of souls, the late, great James Brown taking us out. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. The Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the Brain Trust members, the archives of all the past shows we've done, all the way back to 99 when we started archiving. And so we got thousands, literally thousands and thousands of archives of past interviews in categories, so you can find the topic that's on your mind and go there and listen to something that me and my Brain Trust members have said that will help you. And, of course, we have the same system for finding a Brain Trust member, the same system for finding articles to read that I've written or our Brain Trust members have written. Our blog is there. Our newsletter is there. All that stuff is there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. So check that out as well. Reva Lazansky is an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. We're so proud that she's part of our world. And she's CEO of SMB Connects, which is her own small business. I'm so proud of her for doing this. And the author of Start Your Own Business. Reva, we're talking about how to make sure that our employees... that we keep our employees motivated. You know, one of the things I like to talk about this in times like 2008, when things are a little more challenging than 2007 and maybe a little more than they will be in 2009, are some really low-hanging fruit kinds of things that you can do that don't cost you any money, little or no money, to increase the vibrancy of your business, to increase the vigor of your business and the vitality and the strength of your business. And one of them we were just talking about, making sure that your employees know that you're not taking them for granted. And that's one of them. Another one is make sure your customers know that
exactly.
You're not taking them for granted.
Exactly. And you have to make one of the big things I think that everybody automatically does when times are tough is they tend to retreat. They tend to take the money they have and hold on to it and say, I'm not going to spend any. And that's exactly the wrong thing to do. You actually have to make some noise. You need to go out in the market and you know, sort of beat the drums. And the thing is, one, because so many people are kind of hiding, a small drumbeat will sound like a really big drumbeat during times like this. So your money will go way further than it did prior to that. There'll be a lot more attention paid to what you're saying, and two, it's going to bring people into you, new customers, maybe even new employees who have never even heard of you before. So you can hide in a corner. And then the other thing I really think that people don't take enough advantage of now is going online. I think you really, if you're thinking about starting a business, which a lot of people are, you know, they're getting laid off from corporate jobs and they're sitting there going, what do I do? Start an online business. It doesn't cost you a lot of money, and there's so many tools to help you these days. It's just almost a no-brainer. And if you already have a business, make sure you have an online component.
I heard something earlier today. The previous guest before you, Ross Johnston with Dotster, said that there still may be as many as half of small businesses without a website. Can that be true, Reva?
You know what? Yeah. You know what, Jim? I'm doing some work.
I can't believe that.
That's what I said. I'm doing some work these days with the people at Office Live from Microsoft Small Business .OfficeLive.com. And as we were going over some of the statistics, that's what they told me, that 49% of small businesses today don't have a website. And I said,
I just can't believe that.
I don't believe that. And they said it's absolutely true.
Who are these people? I want to have a talk with them.
I know you and I need to go like door to door and knock
mackerel.
On these people's doors and say
what is wrong with you?
I know. It's just amazing. Particularly because, like I said, there's so many tools out there today to help you.
You could start a website right now faster than you can go down the street and find a pair of shoelaces.
You absolutely can. There's so many resources. And one of the reasons I started working with the people from Microsoft Office Live is because they have so many easy tools and free solutions on their, you know, on their website.
They're everywhere. I mean, the guy who was just on with Dotster, I mean, my friends at web.com, I mean, on and on and on. There's zillions of resources. Some of the darn things are free.
Exactly. And then once you're there, once you have it, it makes it easier to market. And email marketing is so simple when you have a website to you can send an email blast out and have people just come back to your website. They don't have to. You know what? Where I live, gas is $4.65 a gallon. I don't want to drive to the mall. I want to sit in my little couch.
Now, let me tell you something. We've really devolved into a sad situation, Reva, when you don't want to go shopping.
I know.
What is the world coming to? But you know, back folks, we're getting excited and all hysterical about making sure you have a website, and I stand on that. I don't have a problem with that. But of course, you do have to have something to sell.
Yes.
You have to have something that differentiates you from other people. You have to be able to sell something, and you're not. And let me say this: don't get too excited. I mean, obviously. You know, I'm more worried, Reva, about the people who have businesses, that have a business model, they have something to sell, who aren't online,
yeah.
than I am about people who don't have a business and who could start a business online, because that's, you know, you do have to have something that people will buy and that you can sell. But it upsets me to think that there are businesses who have a traditional business. Folks, I don't care if you have a dry cleaning company. I don't care if you have a car wash company. I don't care if you sell vegetables on Saturday at the farmer's market. I don't care what you do. You need to have a website and a way to connect with your customers.
Yeah.
You got to have that.
Hold
on to that
true.
Thought. I'm going to let you come back and bestow your pearls of wisdom, more of those on us right after these messages. It's 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Reva Lazansky, and she is the CEO of SMB Connects. Reva, tell us about your company and tell us how we can contact you.
Well, my company is there to help big businesses understand small businesses, to help people understand what the entrepreneurs need and want, and I'm doing a lot of content for companies. So if somebody misses me at Entrepreneur and you want to read some of my columns, you can find me weekly at allbusiness.com, every other week at Microsoft Small Business, and starting at the end of the month, I'll be at smallbusiness.officelive.com.
Right.
And so, you know, you can talk to me there, send me comments. You can go to askreva.com and ask me a question, though I'm not as good as you as answering. And In December, you and I are going to be in New York at
absolutely
at the Small Business Summit, December 8th. So,
December 8th, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
Brian Moran's the Moran Media Group's having another summit, the second annual one, and it'll be fun as the last one was.
It will be, and as a native New Yorker, that's a beautiful time. The trees lit, the stores have all their holiday windows. It's a beautiful time to be in New York. So I am looking forward to that as well.
And maybe an expensive one with the holidays and everything.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, yeah. But I'm going to have to be forced to go shopping.
I think I'm leaving my wife at home.
Exactly.
So, Reva, give us some more of your pearls of wisdom. What else should we be working on these days?
Well, I think that we should all be working on, in addition to making sure that we're really grateful to our employees and that we're marketing, I think we should be looking at the demographic shifts in the market. And these things have been happening for a long time. It's not like they're sudden, but there's a lot of purchasing power in both ends of the market, the demographic, the over 50s, and the tween girls just keep on spending. It's amazing to me, but those 9 to 13-year-old
girls. When you were a tween, did you have any money?
I had babysitting money, and but I never, what I spent it on? This is going to show you how old I am. I
records.
Would go buy 12-cent comic books.
Oh, and 45 records for 99 cents or something.
Exactly, and records for 99 cents, and that was it. So I always had money left over because,
you didn't buy comic books you didn't buy the clothes or the things that girls are buying these days.
No,
the tweens
makeup,
are buying these days,
all those
you?
Clothes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
well, your mom wouldn't let you wear makeup.
No. Oh, no.
My mom wouldn't let me wear makeup. I know that.
I mean, even getting my ears pierced. I was 15 before I was allowed to get my ears pierced.
I was 21 before I could do that, too, yeah. But there are a lot of different folks out there, a lot of different groups that we need to be realizing that, and see, this is the key to, you're exactly right, Lever. This is one of the keys to small business success. Folks, identify the people. In the profile, not just the individuals, but the profile of people who are more likely to buy your stuff, and make sure that as much of your marketing money as possible is spent laser focused on those people.
Right. And, one of the things that you can look at is if you have a product for one end of the market, see if you can apply it to a different part of the market that may be spending more money or that may demographically just have just more numbers and more power. And it's just a subtle shift in marketing. It's not even changing your product at all that can create a whole brand new market for you that didn't exist before. And you can just bring incremental dollars in. And sometimes those incremental dollars surpass your original amount.
Mm-hmm. You never know, and this—that's the key thing right now. I think is to make sure that you're not missing any opportunities to get revenue. The people that I know who are doing well are the ones who they're not diversifying to the point where they don't know what their core competencies are and the core businesses, but they are making sure that they're not missing any opportunities within those core competencies.
Exactly. And there are so many opportunities out there. And like we talked about with those tweens, there's still about 4 million kids a year born every year in the U.S., so there's a lot of, even in the younger...
That generation is going to be bigger than our generation.
Absolutely.
They're still making them.
They're still making them. This is 20 years and going strong. So, there's just...
My demographic expert tells me that generation may be 100 million.
Well, I think, if you look at 20 years at 4 million a year, mm-hmm. Right now you're at 80, and like you said, they're still making them. So I think I think that person is right.
Yeah,
And so if you're looking for a way to capitalize on a market that, you may not be looking at before, look at that market.
Don't forget old guys like me, folks.
There's 77 million of us.
We have money too. Hey, Reva, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you,
it's always
Jim.
A pleasure. We'll see you again real soon on the show and face to face, if not before, on December 8th in New York City at the at the Moran Conference. Thank you for being here. Good job. See you next
time. Thank you, Jim.
Reva Lazansky, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence. Not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.